I'm Sofia Dzidziku, I'm a pharmacist and I'm a volunteer still in a social clinic and pharmacy in the center of Athens, Omonia Square. It's a marginalized area of Athens, one of the many, unfortunately, at this moment. And there we receive people, among the people who are no longer covered by social security, unemployed people, refugees, homeless people, I mean, all marginalized persons in this city. This clinic is one of the 16 of solidarity clinics in Athens and one of the 50, over 50 now, in the whole country. What is important to underline is that this idea and then initiative started 3 or 4 years ago. For us, it's 3 years ago. And it was really a result of a very deep thinking on how we should react to this situation created by all austerity policies imposed in this country since 2010, after the first memorandum was signed. At this moment, the situation is not improved, is even worse, because now we feel the results of the very first policies, also of the unemployment that affects now over 27% or 28% of the population. The official numbers say so, but unofficially it's even higher than 40%, because there are many family enterprises closed now due to economic reasons. So the first thought was that we should resist, and this was and still is a way of resisting to this injustice to the society. People in Greece feel that they don't know why these austerity policies have been imposed to them and have really ruined their lives. There is no middle class, no longer, in this country. There are the very poor and few, small number, let's say no more than 1,000, of the very rich, who really take profits under any policies, under any government. So it's important to underline that the people who address these social clinics where health services and medication is offered for free by volunteers, that the majority are Greek people. In the past, they used to be foreigners, immigrants or refugees with no papers, but now over 55% of the people who come to us are Greek, of the middle class. This really creates a very difficult situation, because people, due to this continuity of austerity in the country, start to have also psychological problems, and they become aggressive day by day, even more. So we have to face a very particular situation where we all realize that we are in the middle of a crisis, an economic crisis that becomes worse. And at the same time, we face people who are in need with emergencies, who really feel so desperate and who need to express their anger. There is a lot of anger in the Greek people. It's also our feeling as well. I mean, we all live in the same society. So, for instance, this very moment, big number of children do not receive food. Unemployment among women is very high and becomes higher, and the salaries of those who still work, under brackets, still work because they work less hours, they are obliged to accept this, and even more hours during the day in order to have a salary of 300 euros, even less than that, or they don't even receive their salary for months, and they don't decide to resign because they don't have any other solution. So they have to accept what it is imposed to them. They receive, I mean, in hospitals, they still receive a part of their salary, 20-30% per month. So there are more than 6 months that they are not able to receive the whole salary every month. All the times I speak of a salary of 300, 400 or 50 or 500 of euros per month. So really women are in the middle of this crisis, because they belong to one of the most vulnerable groups, with the children. They are in the middle of the family. The family has changed. Couples and families had to come back to return to their parents' houses, and they rely on the pension of the parents. So you can imagine that this creates a very difficult situation by its own. These five and a half years of memorandum and austerity policy in the country created big losses to each one of us, especially to the women. They are the first on the scale of unemployment. Over 55 or even 60% are women, unemployed women. And many young people, girls among them, have to leave the country in order to find their future in other countries. And there we speak about the well-educated women, well-educated young persons who really should have the possibility to stay in this country and contribute to the development of the country. So older people stay here, and the very young who have this possibility, they leave the country. More than 300,000 young persons, and girls included in this number, had to leave the country since the last, let's say, 3 years to the northern European countries, Germany or Sweden or the UK. Speaking of the children, I would like here to say that a very big number of children receive their lunch in the schools in selected areas of Athens, the less privileged, provided by individual initiatives or NGOs initiatives. And this was the outcome of incidents where children failed in the middle of the class. And when the teachers tried to find out why, they had to face this impossible reality that these children did not receive any breakfast or lunch during the last 1 or 2 or 3 days. The parents are very shy to accept this openly. There are families who cannot provide to their children a proper meal. So this is the other face of this crisis, the hidden one. Now they speak openly about it. I have this sense, and most of the people have this, that they are hostages of a very hostile European environment. I'm not sure if there is hope enough among the people. I'm not optimist. I have to be realistic, and especially through the eyes of someone who works in social clinics. I can't see how this could be changed, because we don't speak about the possibility of a revolution that should be needed, maybe, but it's not the Greek society accepting. And this was very clear after the elections, the last elections results. Greek society is not really ready to make this big change of mentality, of way of thinking. It was very clear. So I can't adapt myself to this way of doing things, but on the other hand, I try to do my best in order to make a small step every time. I would like to make a big step ahead, but it's not really very easy. The big issue here is the debt. It's very clear that the debt is the source of all this situation, and we all now realize and know that the debt is the way to capture the peoples in the world and to impose policies that the capitalist would like to see everywhere in the world in order to have profit. This is also the reason why I have been part member of this committee of the parliament, which presented the preliminary report in June. I believe it's a very strong, it's the Greek Parliament's commission on truth commission on the debt, on the public debt, which is not public in reality. It's quite personalized there. They have names and addresses, the people who really profited, which is a debt for the banks internationally, not just the Greek ones. I believe that this preliminary report in June was a very good text, very solid arguments that could and still can become an instrument for any government willing really to fight in order to overcome this situation. Greek people voted for the government, but voted for them in order to have a concrete, different policies. We all realize that, as I said, we are hostages of all the international, let's say, banks and political systems who are really not in favor of this. But I would like to put pressure on the government, on this government, to take some steps ahead, using this as an instrument, this preliminary report. And also I would like to see it continue, because we stopped on 2012. So there are three more years that we should examine in a very serious way. And it is very important to do so. I would like also to point out that now, additionally, in this very poor and very really ruined society in Greece, there is an extra humanitarian crisis, in addition to our humanitarian crisis here. And I speak about the refugees coming from Syria mostly, but also from Afghanistan, Pakistan and other countries, who enter the country, who are really in a vulnerable position. And the Greek society has shown a real humanitarian will to stand by these people in many ways. Simple, ordinary people really offer their clothes, their food. Sometimes they host these refugees in the islands, and they offer from what they don't have. So it's important to really take steps ahead, to stand up, and to take an opportunity to have a future and to dream as well. And I believe that we fight for it. We continue to fight for such a society where human rights, all the range of human rights, will be respected in a very honest and fair way.